The NN Cannery in Naknek was in operation almost continuously from 1895 until 2015. Now, a history project aims to research and record cannery culture. In early October, 19 students at Bristol Bay High School took part in a digital storytelling workshop to document stories of the people who worked there. KDLG's Izzy Ross has more.
The workshop is called Voices from the Past, Digital Storytelling for the Future. Part of the NN Cannery History Project, its goal is to tell the stories of people involved with the cannery. Each student produced a short video on part of cannery life, interviewing everyone from food cart workers to fishermen. Alicia Osborne explored the mug-up tradition.
When my dad worked at a cannery, I went to the mess hall to eat and sometimes went to mug up too. It was exciting because there was lots of people.
Well, when we use that term mug up, everyone knows it means time for coffee or tea. Mom and grandma would say chayuk, have some tea.
And they'd have breakfast. And then they would work from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock and they had a mug up. About a 15-minute break to have mug up. And then, of course, they had lunch.
19 community members participated, their interviews interspersed with grainy footage and photographs of cannery workers. As part of the project, students also heard from each other. Here's Nathan Hansen.
My topic is about the fisherman's perspective, and we interview people and we ask them about, or I ask them about how they fished and what they did and what was different back in the day. I liked interviewing my grandpa a lot. I don't know, I just got to know him a little bit more.
The short videos are powerful in part because the students, raised in the industry, are examining their place in it. Carly Eldridge's project looks at women's experiences in the fishery.
I grew up set netting in Naknek, and for the past 2 years I have subsistence fished with my dad. As a young female in this fishery, I have learned many things I think are important to share with you.
The project builds on a legacy of cultural preservation. It was inspired by Tuktwa, an historical magazine of the Bristol Bay area, which Bristol Bay High School students produced in the 1970s and 80s. Along with Marie Aisma of Sea Stories, Larice Egli assisted the students. She said their work provides a glimpse into part of the fishery that has often been overlooked.
There's almost no record that has been developed in academia that really tells the story of the cannery worker. And so that's part of the focus of this project, is to really shine a light on daily cannery life.
The NN Cannery History Project received an underrepresented communities grant from the National Park Service. And director Katie Ringsmith decided to put $10,000 toward what would become the digital storytelling workshop. The Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation matched that money.
What we want to reinforce with the students is that their history matters, that they come from a place that has extraordinary history, and it's important not just to Bristol Bay, but to Alaska, as well as the entire nation.
I spoke from an era of sail, wind and sail, into power in 1952.
Women's roles were very limited. You either worked in the mess hall.
About a 15-minute break. To have
these projects, informed by the students' experience growing up around the cannery, contribute to a fuller understanding of the people who worked there. As for Ringsmith and Egli, they are already planning next year's class. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.